5. Music.
Marina's blog. At the Brit Awards with Jamala. Hi everyone, I've got great news. I went to London to attend the Brit Awards. Maybe it doesn't sound like such a big thing, but the thing is that I went as the guest of my favourite singer, Jamala. A dream of mine finally came true. I got to meet her. I won a radio show competition, and the prize was a trip to the awards with a singer. I was with Jamala during the awards, and I had a VIP pass, which let me go backstage and meet other people from the music industry too. I still can't believe my luck. Well, I suppose dreams do come true every now and then. For those of you who don't know, the Brit Awards, or the Brits as they're more commonly called, is one of the most important award ceremonies in the music industry in the UK. The first British Awards were held nearly 40 years ago, on the 18th of October 1977, at Wembley Conference Centre, London. This year was the 37th ceremony, and it took place on the 22nd of February at the O2 Arena in London. This annual celebration of pop music attracts the biggest as well as the most promising stars of the music industry, and also top celebrities from the world of fashion, art, cinema, and theatre. But enough about the awards. Let me move on to the only star that had my full attention, Jamala. Jamala is an amazing Ukrainian singer who has a rare voice. Her real name is Susanna Jamaladinova. She was born in Kyrgyzstan, but her family moved to Crimea in 1989. Jamala's musical genius showed from a very early age. She recorded her first album when she was just 9 years old. It was a collection of Crimean Tatar songs for children. Jamala has studied opera singing and the piano. The talented singer has won many awards. In 2000, she got first prize at the international contest Voice of the Future. In 2001, she won the third prize at the song contest Krymska Vesna, Crimean Spring. In 2004 and in 2005, she was awarded at the All-European Contest Amici della Musica. She was also a guest of honour at the International Festival Tricolore della Canzone Italiana. Jamala also took part in Pa, a musical that was staged by Olena Koliadenko in Kiev. Her success at the International Song Contest for Young Singers New Wave 2009 at Jūrmala, Latvia, did wonders for her career as a pop singer. Jamala's victory in the Eurovision Song Contest with the song 1944 made people of Ukraine proud. In the time I spent with her at the Brits, I also discovered that she's very friendly and sociable, with a very good sense of humour. Young, talented, successful, and an amazing person. That's my Jamala. Post your comments about your favourite singer or group.
Wow, Marina, it sounds like you had a blast at the Brits. Whether I'm happy or depressed, I always listen to music. It helps me share my feelings with the world. I listen to music everywhere, at home, at school, at the gym, or on the bus. I love Jamala too. I think that she's one of the greatest performers of our time. I have to say, though, that my favourite Ukrainian music artists are Okean Elzy. I like this band because their music is wonderful and their songs have great lyrics. Okean Elzy was formed in 1994 in Lviv, Ukraine. There are 5 men in the group: Sviatoslav Vakarchuk, vocals; Vladimir Obsenitsa, guitar; Denis Dudko, bass; Miloš Jelic, piano synthesizers; Denis Chlinin, drums. They're all fantastic. But most of all, I like the group's frontman vocalist, Sviatoslav Vakarchuk. He is one of the most successful musicians in Ukraine and has a degree in theoretical physics. He also speaks fluent Ukrainian, Russian, English, and Polish. He's amazing, isn't he? Their first live performance was held at the impressive Lviv Opera Theatre on the 14th of January 1995. Today, they are one of the most popular bands not only in Ukraine, but in other countries too. Okean Elzy have released 9 albums since 1998. Their most popular albums so far include Tam de nas nema, Yana nevi buv, and Zemlya. I like all their songs, but my favourites are Obimui, Nalini Vognu, and Suzy. In 2010, this wildly successful band went on the Dolce Vita tour. They performed in more than 100 concerts in Europe and North America. I was lucky enough to attend their performance in Olimpijski Stadium in Kyiv in June 2014. This event celebrated the band's 20th anniversary. An incredible number of over 70,000 people came to the concert. I can talk about them for ages. I read and watch a lot about their preferences and hobbies, friends and families, private and cultural lives. I can also tell you that not a day goes by when I don't listen to their music. Posted by Sonia Ovcharenko.